There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for being a part of this audience. In the next hour, you're going to hear from Raymond Francis. We're going to finish up with a little bit of news and then go to Dr. Raymond Francis. Listeners, his book, The Great American Health Hoax, and I like the subtitle, The Surprising Truth About How Modern Medicine Keeps You Sick. Now, think about that. There's been a lot of books written about how modern medicine makes you sick, but he's written about how they keep you sick. So we're going to find out what he has to say. Also, there appears to be somewhat of a rebellion going on against traditional medicine. People are moving into the alternative integrative medicine arena faster than I would have thought. And I'm so glad to hear that. So in the next hour, Raymond Francis will be our guest. And you remember him from his really bestseller, Never Be Sick Again. Gary, the mandatory vaccine issue in California, not good. What happened recently?
Yeah, SB 277, we are tracking it here at the Power Hour with a very, very close eye. This is the bill that would eliminate parents' ability to exempt their children from required vaccinations on the basis of a personal belief or even a religious belief. Now you have to have a medical reason. So recently, there was a committee and there was some debate about the passage of this bill, and there was a delay in the amendments that were expanding the homeschooling and independent study alternative. So if you're a homeschooler, yes, you can exempt your children. But that still prevents regular kids that have no choice to go to public school to be forced to have vaccinations. Interestingly, the co-sponsor, Senator Bill Allen, he's from Santa Monica, he's a Democrat, during the hearing, this is like clearly Orwellian doublespeak, Joyce. He says, this is not a mandated vaccine bill. Okay, now if you look at the wording, it calls it a mandatory vaccine requirement. So here you have a senator, a state senator, who says, no, it's not mandatory, but in the wording of the bill. Like, these people are lying directly to the public about the facts in this bill. So we have to decrypt it. We have to tell you what's really happening so you can make informed choices if you're in California. Also, be on the lookout of what's happening in your state if there are bills that are coming up because of this. This is all stemming from that whole measles outbreak at Disneyland.
Alleged measles outbreak, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So folks are, the alleged measles outbreak happens in Disneyland. The public cries out. And then, we have to have a bill to solve the problem. We're going to force you to have injected vaccinations. Now.
That's right, because we all know that more laws make for more freedom. When we talk to Raymond Francis, I'm going to ask him about what he sees happening in California with this also. And the feds have ordered a baby returned after Massachusetts kidnapped the baby. The mother had a disability. She had relating to intelligence or development, and evidently she was below par, if you will, with an intellectual disability. And, of course, the state, of course, can determine what's good and what's bad in that realm. But they have now made the state return the baby to a 19-year-old mother. They said was incapable of caring for her. But I believe, though, it's been 2 years. Now, can you imagine having a baby taken away at birth and you lost the first 2 years of life with that child? I mean, there's no amount of money that can ever pay for damages done there. And then they decided that, never mind, maybe you are okay. Who put them in charge, of being God, and that's what it is.
Wow, that's such a sad story. 2 years of an infant's life. Yeah. I mean, those are very strong bonding developmental years you need to have.
Bingo. Gary, real quickly, the pastors, what's happening in Texas?
Well, apparently, then, freedom of religion, all right? Remember what happened when that mayor came out and said, you guys have to abide by this HERO bill, the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance. Okay, this is back
the mayor of Houston, yes.
She comes out and tells these pastors that you must turn over your speeches. Well, good news is that these speeches are the pastors are fighting back, and they're forcing them to not turn over their speeches.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, we'll be back after this three-minute break. Raymond Francis will be joining us. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce and Gary Franchi. We'll be right back.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Next hour, I'm going to go over some of the health news that we didn't get to regarding turmeric and cumin, because this hour we have the incredible author Raymond Francis joining us. You all recall the books that he wrote, Never Feel Old Again, Never Feel Fat, or Never Be Fat Again, Never Be Sick Again, Never Fear Cancer Again. Those are all on special at the Power Mall. And now the latest one, A Great American Health Hoax. I love the ring of that. Raymond Francis is a doctor of science. He has his master of science and doctor of science degree. He's an internationally recognized leader in the field of optimal health. He is president of Beyond Health International, and he wants to teach us that health is a choice. I love that. And website, RaymondFrancisAuthor.com. Raymond Francis, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Hey, thank you for the invitation. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
I thank you. Interesting book that you've written now that is How Medicine Keeps You Sick. Doesn't make you sick, which a lot of people have written about, but how they keep you sick. What prompted this book?
Well, what prompted it is the fact that the United States is going bankrupt trying to pay for disease. In fact, all of the industrialized nations are in the process of going bankrupt, trying to pay for disease. So we need to do something about it. This phenomenon is called global aging. Now, the population of the world is aging. By 2050, there's going to be more old people in the world than young people. By 2040, there's going to be more 80-year-olds in the United States than there will be preschool children. And by 2030, which is just in 15 years, the entire federal budget will be taken up by just four items. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and federal pensions will take up the entire federal budget. There won't be any money left for anything else. So we're heading for a financial catastrophe. And if you look at the numbers, the 800-pound gorilla in the room is the cost of disease. So the way to solve the problem is to cut the cost of disease. And to do that, we need to teach people how to be healthy. And that's why I wrote The Great American Health Hoax, because in there is a maintenance list that can teach the average person what they need to do to maintain the human body so that they don't get sick, they don't get prematurely old, and they don't become disabled and lose function and end up in a nursing home. I love old cars. I go to car shows. You can see a car that's 100 years old. It looks brand new. It runs like new. Why? Somebody has maintained that car. Mm-hmm. The same thing holds for the human body. If you maintain it, it'll run like new and look like new at 100 years old. It's just that nobody tells us how to maintain it.
You know, I really like the maintenance list that you have and the way you address the things that we need to be looking at. If you were to take everything in our health and put it down to what's the bottom line of what is important, you say that energy production, inflammation, acid-alkaline balance, which I'd like for you to talk about that a little bit more in just a second, and digestive health, hormonal balance, platelet stickiness. You never see that addressed. I'm glad you did that. And also fat storage. Let's start with acid-alkaline balance and why that is so important.
Well, the pH with the acid or alkaline alinity of the fluid inside your cell determines a whole bunch of other things that happen in the cell. It determines the chemistry of the cell. So what is health? Health is when all of your chemistry is functioning smoothly and normally. And the body is self-regulating and self-repairing. We call this homeostasis. So health is when you're in homeostasis. To do that, you need to keep the pH of the fluid in the cell within normal limits, because that affects hormone chemistry, it affects enzyme chemistry, it gives signals to genes. So one of the things you need to keep, we need to keep our temperature normal, we need to keep our blood pressure normal, we need to keep our pH normal. When you do that, it just enables a whole bunch of chemistry to work correctly. If your pH is wrong, you are sick, even if you don't know it. And most Americans have wrong pH. So if your pH is wrong, you are sick. And if you're sick, you can never, ever get well unless you restore natural balance to the pH. So this is critical, and yet it's simple to measure. Get a little piece of pH paper, and you measure your first morning urine. That's simple. Anybody can do it. It doesn't cost pennies to do it. Mm-hmm. And then you can keep your pH, adjust your diet, adjust your lifestyle, keep your pH in the normal range. And this has a huge impact on your health. And one of the impacts it has, by the way, is to keep you young. If your pH is wrong, you're going to get old. And here's why. Because the pH is a reflection of the voltage in the cell. And in order for a cell to divide and form a new cell, and when you form a new cell, you repair your body. You keep yourself young. So you want to have a lot of new cells. In order mm-hmm. to create a new cell, you need a very high voltage. If your pH is wrong, you cannot produce that high voltage. And so you don't produce the new cells. So the old cells die off or they wear out. And so you're wearing out. you end up in a nursing home with somebody wheeling you around in a wheelchair because you've just simply worn out from lack of repair.
And I want to address the pH, the bad pH versus good pH. And the bad pH is around 5, and 5.5 is you don't want it to be that low. And we do have the pH test strip at the Power Hour, so you can order a whole roll of it. And all you do is just take off about an inch of it or an inch and a half and whatever. And Raymond said, test your first urine in the morning. Now, you said all you have to do is change your diet and get your pH up. It's not that easy. And I really, people used to tell me that all the time. All you have to do is change your diet. Yeah, but you need to change your diet drastically to be able to get a pH of 8, which I'm at now. But it has taken me a long time of trial and error to get there. Do you want to explain what foods one needs to give up, literally, if you're going to have a high pH?
Well, sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar and grains and dairy products. Excessive amounts of animal protein. Most Americans eat far too much animal protein. So these are the things that that make you acidic. And then, of course, things like cola drinks will make you very, very acidic. So drinking sodas makes you very acidic. But then there's other problems involved. For example, when we eat the wrong oils, and most Americans eat the wrong oils because they buy their oils at the supermarket. When you eat the wrong oils and you incorporate those oil molecules into the cell membrane, you actually reduce the amount of oxygen that can get into the cell. When you do that, the cell can no longer produce enough energy using the oxygen. So it reverts to a different way of producing the energy called fermentation. When you do this, fermentation produces lots of acid as a byproduct of the reaction. And this is what happens in cancer patients, for example. When you lose 60% of your oxygen-producing capacity, the cell reverts to a cancer cell, and it is all fermentation, and the fermentation produces tons of acids. So then it becomes very difficult to get back into the normal pH because the cancer is producing so much acid.
And that's really critical to understand, listeners. And I thought I was doing pretty good on pH, and I wasn't. And I started testing it like every single day, several times a day, because it will fluctuate. And one thing I do want to add, along with your pH test strips, is Willard water is very good, or Miracle 2 Neutralizer is very good in adding and helping you to get your pH up by putting it in your tea or coffee, if you still drink coffee. And coffee is another thing that will really take down your pH level too.
Yes, it will take it down.
Yes.
But you don't need to measure it during the day. The most accurate picture of what is actually happening in the cells is the first morning urine, because the body has been getting rid of acids during the night. After you start eating, then what you're eating is affecting the pH of the urine. What you really want is what is your metabolism? How is that affecting the pH of the urine? And that is best taken the first morning urine before you've had anything to eat or drink.
Interesting. Okay. So really get focused on your pH. If you want to have good health, I think that's one of the first things one needs to do. And I'm so glad you addressed that in your book. Now, along with that, platelet stickiness. Why is platelet stickiness an issue?
Well, again, if platelets stick together, they're less able to carry oxygen. And the body desperately needs oxygen every moment of every day. And if your blood is carrying less oxygen, that's not good. And then when the platelets stick together, you can start to form clots so that you can actually have strokes and heart attacks. And even mini clots can be dangerous, especially for cancer patients. because that's how cancer metastasizes. If you have a cancer cell that breaks away from a tumor and it's flowing through the bloodstream, the immune system will chew that cell up. However, if you've got a little mini clot that stops the blood flow, it'll stop that cell and allow it to get into the tissues there, and then that metastasizes the cancer.
So. Okay, we'll be right back. We've got a four-minute break. We'll be back with Raymond Francis and his book, The Great American Health Hoax. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, Joyce and Gary.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you. We are talking to Raymond Francis today about the Great American Health Hoax. And there's a chapter. I love this chapter, Death by Medicine. Death by Medicine. So incredibly true. And Death by Medicine, Voltaire said, doctors give drugs of which they know little into bodies of which they know less for diseases of which they know nothing at all. Wow, that is so profound. And said, my goodness, how many hundreds of years ago? That is incredible what Voltaire said. So kudos to you on writing this book and the maintenance list. You know, but before we had a question here, and that was, what is acidic and what is alkaline? What should people be on the pH scale? And then also going into the maintenance list, more of what it is that literally is going to determine if you're going to be in a wheelchair in a nursing home or not. Raymond?
Right. Well, the pH inside the cell needs to be approximately 7.4. Now, if you're going to measure the first morning urine, the first morning urine needs to be between 6.5 and 7.5, and that is a reflection. It is not an accurate measurement of what's happening in the cell, but it's a reflection of what's happening in the cell, a reasonably accurate reflection. So if you keep the first morning urine between 6.5 and 7.5, you can be pretty sure that the cell is doing okay. If you, an occasional reading outside of that is okay, but what you want is you want it to be that way most of the time. And I'll have an occasional reading outside of that, maybe twice a month or something. But the rest of the time, I'm right on, right in the area. And that contributes to my extraordinary health. I mean, here I am 78 years old, and I literally function and feel like I'm in my 20s. And I've been able to read, and because I keep the pH in the correct range, I'm able to produce the voltages that are necessary to produce healthy new cells, and so I'm repairing my body constantly. I almost died of liver failure. I've rebuilt my liver. I've rebuilt my arteries. I have the arteries of a 22-year-old, and I want to have the arteries of a teenager in the next few years. So this is what you can do if you keep the pH in the right range. You can keep the body in good repair, and then you don't get sick and you don't get old.
That's right. And we were at the point of talking about platelet stickiness, and a lot of people may not understand that. If you want to explain what a platelet is and what makes it stick, why that can be such a huge problem.
Well, platelets are things in the blood, little cells in the blood that are there for a reason. If you get a cut, you're going to bleed to death unless the little platelets come together and form a clot. So they're there for a purpose. They have sticky surfaces, and they come together, they form a clot. However, if they form a clot when you don't need them to form a clot, now you're going to have a stroke or a heart attack, or they're going to contribute to cancer, or they're going to carry less, your blood cells will carry less oxygen. So all of that's not good. So you need to, and one of the most important things to keep the platelets unsticky is to eat the correct oils, because it's the oils on the surface that are very important, and all of us go to the supermarket, buy the oils at the supermarket, they're all wrong. Every oil at the supermarket will make you sick. So don't buy them.
Are you saying olive oil also? Are you saying organic
olive
oil?
The
olive
oil at the grocery store, yes. Well, because it's not olive oil. It's God knows what's in it. Who knows what's in it? It's not olive oil. So that's part of the problem. Real olive oil is very good. I make my own. I even sell it on my website. Real olive oil is extremely healthy. But what you buy at the supermarket is not real olive oil.
So Dr. Gary Franchi here real quick. What kind of oils should we be looking for and specifically avoiding when we go to the grocery store?
Well, avoid all of them at the grocery store. At the health food store, you can buy flaxseed oil. There are some excellent brands of flaxseed oil. Barleans makes a very fine flaxseed oil. Udo's Choice is another good brand of flaxseed oil. Those are very good, very healthy. And then high-quality olive oil, real olive oil, is also
very healthy. How do you know? I mean, how do you know to, when you look at the bottle what we should be looking for on the olive oil?
Okay, let's take that after the break. We've got to go to this three-minute break. We'll be back with Dr. Raymond Francis, The Great American Health Hoax. We'll talk more about the oils after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley and Gary Francis. Stay tuned.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
After the hour, wherever you're sitting, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to get back to Raymond Francis and the oils, the good oils versus the bad oils. Well, pretty much like he says, anything you buy at the grocery store, unless it's a health food store. And I want to remind you, we do have organic olive oil at the Power Mall. We have coconut oil, hemp oil. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. We carry the ones that are really, really good for you. Trust us. Because if they're not, we don't carry them any longer. But these are excellent. They've been tried and tested. Also want to remind you, the sale will be going off on the organic sprouting seeds, wheatgrass, and the herb growing kits. So if you want to get anything for the sprouting, Those are on special right now, and the wheatgrass kit is a real important one. If you've never detoxed with wheatgrass, it is quite an experience. You don't hear anybody saying that it's not a good thing. The Nature Clean Ozone Machine. It breaks down the residual traces of toxic agriculture chemicals and pathogens on your fruit and vegetables. And man, do I use it a lot whenever I'm putting anything into the, I'm going to be eating anything that's fruit and vegetable. I always clean it with, ozone machine. It just hangs on the wall. It's a really easy thing to do, and it is an incredible gift to give someone. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And also remember our jungle peanuts. They're all organic. Inconberries and mulberries are on special at the Power Mall. So give us a call and also get the Great American Health Hoax. And also, we're going to talk about vitamin C, too, because I know a lot of you have questions on vitamin C. If you want to get your questions in, I'll open up the phone lines at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Dr. Francis, getting back to the issue of oils, which do you prefer for high-temperature oils and low-temperature oils? Which ones do you choose or you recommend?
Well, coconut oil is very good for high temperatures because it's a saturated fat, and so it's not going to oxidize very readily. Olive oil is good for lower temperatures. Flaxseed oil should never be heated. So there you've got three choices, but the if you're going to heat it to higher temperatures, something like coconut oil would be best. Or if you want a buttery flavor, you could always use organic ghee, and that gives it a buttery flavor, and that too is fairly stable at high temperatures.
Okay. Which ones are genetically modified oils? All the ones that you get at the grocery store?
No, not all the ones. Soybean oil would be genetically modified, and a canola oil would be genetically modified, but I don't think any of the others are.
Okay. All right. I want to go to your calls, and I want to find out what you want to know about, but before we go to the callers, they're lining up already. What else would you like to add that is real important for people to start doing or thinking about to preserve their health and maintenance?
Well, I think first and foremost, they have to understand that health is a choice. You know, most of us think that disease is something that falls out of the sky and hits us over the head and like a meteorite. You know, it isn't. Mm-hmm. It's something that we have chosen. And yes, there are genetic diseases that we don't choose, and that just happens, but it's a small percentage. The rest of them we choose. The problem is we're choosing them out of ignorance. We don't know we're choosing to have these diseases. And so that's why I wrote this book, the Great American Health Hoax, and put the maintenance list in there. If you just follow the maintenance list, your body will remain self-repairing and self-regulating. You will age very slowly, very gracefully. You will not lose function. You will not become disabled. You will not get the diseases of aging. Who needs a hip replacement? The answer is nobody. The hip is, you know, the hip is supposed to last for a lifetime. You just need to keep it in good repair, but
right.
You're not. And so people are lining up for hip replacements and knee replacements. It's crazy. You just need to repair it.
And when you point out the cost of those procedures, and they're not necessarily effective, and sometimes when you have one procedure done, you're required to have another procedure done to correct the first one. It's just $40,000 to $50,000 for these procedures. And I think that might be a little bit on the conservative side.
Yes, I think these days it is on the conservative side.
And the risk, too. The risk alone of going into the procedure. My uncle had a a replacement, and metals were leached into his body, and now he's trying to get all these metals out of his body.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a big problem with the metals leaching into the body. But even going into the hospital is a hazard. I mean, the number of hospital-caused infections continues to increase. It's astronomical. And you can get very, very sick just going to the hospital. It's not even safe to walk through it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I mean, seriously. And so with the number of complications that happen in hospitals, and believe me, I used to review those charts, and it's just scary what happens because of, oh, gee, we were so stupid, and we didn't think about it, or we didn't whatever. I mean, everything from an x-ray to being turned around, all those things. Stay out of a hospital. And if all you have to do are the maintenance things in the book, check those out, ladies and gentlemen, The Great American Hoax. Let's go to John in North Carolina. John, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's your question or comment?
Hello, this is Deborah and John.
Oh, Deborah.
I'm talking to John.
Okay.
We're taking this omega swirl fish oil with vitamin D by Barlean's.
Uh-huh.
It has water, and it's got the fish oils of anchovy, sardine, or mackerel. The next thing it has is xylitol, and that's a sugar. And we were wondering what the safety is on taking xylitol.
Well, the xylitol is reasonably safe. I'm not exactly sure where they have. Well, they probably put it in there to give it some flavor to mask the fish flavor. But it's reasonably safe.
Reasonably safe. I don't like the way that sounds.
I know it.
Well, it's one doesn't really know long run, but there doesn't seem to be any immediate problems with it.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. Those of you who would like to get in on the lines and talk to our guest today, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Let's go to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Raymond Francis.
Yeah, is when I get up in the morning, if I'm tired, is that a beef complex thing, or is that a pH thing? And does your company have beef complex Beyond Health?
Yes, my company does have B vitamins. However, it isn't just as simple as B vitamins. B vitamins are critical for energy production. No question of that. And in fact, B3 is used up in energy production, and if you don't have enough B3, you're not going to be producing energy. However, there's a lot of other factors that can be involved. For example, are you eating the correct oils? Because if you're not eating the correct oils, then you're not making the cell membrane correctly, and then you can't get enough oxygen into the cell, and then you can't make enough energy because you can't get oxygen into the cell. So you've got to start looking broadly, and my suggestion would be to read the Great American Health Hoax, because in there we have a whole section on energy production. And it tells you what to look for and how to make sure you're maximizing your energy production.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to, let's see, who do we have next? We've got Mary in New Jersey. Mary in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Francis.
Yes, I had a question. Thank you for taking my call. I had a question regarding grapeseed oil, which I've been using for many years, and I try to buy it from Trader Joe's, which is natural. What can you tell me, because I thought it was a good oil and it doesn't burn like that, like the others?
Well, that's true. Yeah, it is a good oil to be used only in moderation. Again, why do we need the oils? We need the oils because the body uses those molecules, for example, to build the cell membranes.
Why do you say in moderation?
Because it doesn't. What's wrong with it is it doesn't have the correct molecules to build the cell membranes.
Oh.
And so it's not necessarily bad, but use it in moderation. And as you pointed out, it's good for, you can use it at higher temperatures. So it's good for that, but it shouldn't be a major part of your oil consumption. It should be a minor part of your oil consumption.
So which one would you recommend then?
Well, flaxseed oil would be a better choice. I use, in fact, I made a salad last night. I made the salad with, I make my own olive oil. I used 50% olive oil, 50% flaxseed oil, and then some of my own balsamic vinegar, and made a delicious salad dressing. But that's what I'm using. I'm using molecules that my body wants and needs.
But you can't use it as a high-temperature oil, though. But, you know, olive oil you can, and coconut oil you can. What about, thank you very much for the phone call, Mary.
You're welcome.
What about, I appreciate it, what about palm oil?
Palm oil's okay. Again, it's a good oil. It's like similar to coconut oil in that it's a more saturated oil, and it's healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the cell membranes need what's in the flaxseed oil. That's what the cell membranes need.
Yeah.
So
and
you
it's
have
great.
To be sure you're doing that.
Yeah, flaxseed oil is great for salad dressings, but not so much. But no, don't use it for cooking, though. All right, let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Question for Dr. Francis.
Hey, folks. First of all, have a great weekend. Meanwhile,
thank you.
Two quick questions. One, I was under the impression that for like bone strength or bone health, vitamin K that's generally found in like mushrooms are good for that, unless I am mistaken. And two, what is your thoughts regarding sunflower seed oil and sesame seed oil that's organic? Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. Sesame and sunflower, it was one question, and I forget what the other one was.
It was the, you pay attention to the last part of it.
I heard sesame seed oil. I said, "Oh, I love sesame seed oil."
Well, it's good stuff, but again, to be used only in moderation. And the sunflower seed oil, you can use it, but only in moderation because, first of all, most of it is made incorrectly. Most of it is made with high temperatures, and the oil has been altered. So if you're buying that sunflower seed oil at the supermarket, it's the wrong oil. You don't want to use it. You don't want to put that into your body. The sesame oil, again, if it's high quality, you can use some of it. But, again, what the body needs is the flaxseed oil, the
yes.
flaxseed oil. Every day, every moment, every second of every day, you're building about 10 million new cells every second. And those new cells require the correct oils. If you're not supplying them, you're not building them correctly, and then they're not going to work correctly from the very first moment they're created. So you've got to pay attention to this. And, of course, I cover this very well in the Great American Health Hoax, and it tells you what to do.
How much flaxseed oil should you take? A teaspoon or put it in a smoothie? Or, I mean, how
can you take it? Tablespoon a day. Tablespoon a day would be fine.
Okay. All righty.
Of course, I use more than that sometimes when I make a salad dressing, but I'm talking, you know, minimums, tablespoon a day. But don't have a lot of the other oils, like sunflower or safflower any of these other oils in the diet, because then you're putting those molecules into the cell membrane.
Okay, Francis in Texas. Francis in Texas, you're on the air with Raymond Francis. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I wanted to ask if we should try to obtain fish oil pills where the fish is sourced from Atlantic or Scandinavian waters rather than Fukushima Pacific waters. And I'll hang up and listen off air. Thank you.
Okay. Raymond?
Yeah, I would think so. I'd be very concerned about the waters off of Japan, and in fact, the entire Pacific is now becoming contaminated with the radioactivity. And also, you want your fish oil to be distilled so that you get all the bad stuff out of it.
Okay. But how do we make sure, though, that things are not coming from Fukushima? I mean, a lot of people that do macrobiotics, they're still getting their seaweed from there. How do we know? I mean, I think we need to really be encouraging people to keeping the purveyors of these products honest with us as to where they come from.
Yes.
Now, do any of your...
Read the label and keep the manufacturer to the keep them to the grindstone.
Yeah, we really do. And a lot of people are asking now the question about GMO products. Now you have a vitamin C, and a lot of people want to know about your multivitamin, vitamin C, and your EFAs. Do they contain any GMO items or items from China?
No, absolutely. The problem with vitamin C now is that the Chinese have put all of the Europeans out of business. Virtually all the vitamin C in the world today is made in China, and most of it is made from genetically modified corn imported from the United States. So it's a zoo over there now. I mean, I can't tell you how many hours I've spent over the last few years trying to source proper vitamin C. It's becoming very, very difficult. You can't go to the store and buy vitamin C and expect you're going to get good stuff.
Right. So where does yours come from?
Mine actually now comes from China because we couldn't get it anywhere else, but we have a Chinese supplier who is meeting our specifications. But it took us a long time to find that supplier, and we watch them like a hawk. We analyze everything. It's become a zoo. It's becoming very difficult to make high quality vitamins, and of course that's what I make, high quality vitamins. But it's getting more and more difficult all the time because the traditional suppliers have gone out of business, and most of it is made in China today.
But you know that yours is non-GMO, though. You do know that, right?
It is definitely non-GMO.
Okay,
no question about it.
Good deal. Yeah. Okay, it's 50 after the hour. We're going to go to a three-minute break. We'll be back. Dave in Colorado, you're up next. Linden, Texas. For our guest today, Dr. Raymond Francis. We'll be right back. This is Joyce and Gary. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I just want to remind you, a lot of people have been asking me about the drops that people buy to improve their pH. Remember what John Willard said, that he knows of a lot of companies that buy those drops from him, but buy Willard water. They're Willard water, then they put it in a little tiny bottle and charge $39. And I did that. I bought them from a chiropractor, believing that that was a good thing. So just remember, that's many times it is something like Willard water. And Willard water is much, much cheaper if you buy it in the big bottle, trust me. You can get it at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, along with the vitamin C powder, tabs, and the multivitamin mineral, and the EFAs, essential fatty acids, that Raymond Francis has been talking about in his book, The Great American Hoax. Let's go to Dave in Colorado. Dave in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Raymond Francis.
Yeah, Dr. Francis, I was wondering, you know, I was buying the extra virgin cold-pressed olive oil, and I was taking that for years, and I finally quit taking it because now I notice, like, when I cross my legs or I raise my hands, they start falling asleep. And almost, there's probably a whole lot of stuff that you buy in the health food store now that has canola oil in it. So what is the good stuff? Is it just if it says cold pressed, or what is it?
It doesn't. The problem is that that doesn't mean anything. For example, there is no legal definition in the United States for the words extra virgin.
Okay.
So extra virgin, of course, is the highest quality olive oil, but there's no legal definition in the U.S., so therefore you can label anything extra virgin, and it's legal to do so, and that's what happens. They're labeling stuff extra virgin olive oil that isn't even olive oil. I wrote two articles on this. They're available if you go to my company website, beyondhealth.com. Go to beyondhealth.com and go to the information resources and go to the articles. There's two articles there that will really inform you about the quality of olive oil, and you'll get a real education after you read those.
Okay. Well, I also heard that if you freeze it, that's like a test. If it doesn't freeze, it's not good.
No, and that's not really. It's actually it's very difficult even for chemists to determine. You can dilute olive oil with cheap cheap oil from that they buy from Turkey. And you have to put like 40% of it in there to be able to chemically detect it, because they refine it so that you cannot detect it. And that's hazelnut oil, cheap hazelnut oil from. So a lot of olive oil has really a lot of cheap hazelnut oil in it from Turkey. And so it's the whole olive oil industry is a zoo. But read those articles. Go to beyondhealth.com. Read the two articles on olive oil, and you will get educated.
Okay. Go ahead, Gary.
I was just saying that's fascinating. You know, I had no idea there were so many different oils mixed in with olive oil. I come from a Mediterranean family, and we are addicted to olive oil. So I'm getting a real education today, and I know the listeners are too.
Excellent. All right, let's go to Linda in Texas. Remember, we have organic olive oil at the Power Hour, and it is excellent quality, too. Linda in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Raymond Francis.
Thank you, Dr. Francis. I understand that
75 to 80% of our corn is GMO, so I guess most of our corn oil would be GMO. I appreciate so much that you stress organic and non-GMO. And when I studied with an old organic farmer 40 years ago, he said our oil should be organic, cold pressed, and in glass bottles because the oil leaches the bad plastic.
Okay, stay right there. We'll be back. I'll keep you after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce, Raymond Francis, and Gary Franchi. We'll be right back.